I specifically ask the child to do it, then no. If there's a young child, and the child does it on his own or her own, I don't have to stop necessarily.
I mean, that used to be like the old trick.
I mentioned that before. It's, you know, unfortunately, it's very...
It's a knife.
If the kid knows that you what you want, and you've already trained the kid to do it, that's also you can do. If the kid's doing it because he knows that you want him to do it, that's just as bad as instructing. And that's all discussed in Shin Mem Gimel and the accompanying Mishnah Berurah over there. I suggest, if you're interested in that topic, you take a look over there. But over here, the discussion is a little bit more academic, I would say, even though you mentioned you've had this case before, where you give a child part of the Karban Pesach, or a piece of the Karban Pesach. The halacha is that you can't eat from the Karban Pesach unless you are one of the minuyim, unless you are one of those individuals that was included in the guest list, as it were, right, when the carbon was brought. You can't come and make a game time decision that you want to eat of a certain carbon. That's not acceptable.
Why don't we do it now?
All right. So that being the case, Rav Akiva Eiger picks up over here and says that even though Tosfos seems to imply that there's a situation in which you can give the katan part of the Karban Pesach or a portion of the Karban Pesach, the Magen Avraham in Shin Mem Gimel tries to explain that is based on the same principle that we find with regard to Shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Just like that's permissible, this is permissible. And that's where he's picking up over here. Hine, Vihine. Yeah.
Vihine, Magen Avraham, Kasa, the Kabbalah, Tosfos, Debelachal, Enoch, Mitzvah, Shari, Zitain, Lakatan,
right, so here he's talking about chinuch mitzvah. So sometimes you hear a person say the word chinuch, he just means education or training in general. Here we're talking about the halachic concept of chinuch, training for mitzvahs. Training for mitzvahs, okay. He said that's what it means. He says, Magen Avraham writes that Tosfos means that since you're training the child to understand that there's a concept of karban, there's a concept of eating from the karban, so you'll give him part of the karban. Oh, and that must be like the case that we find that on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, even though you're not supposed to blow shofar today, you could actually train or instruct the child how to blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. That's Magen Avraham. Meaning that's not permissible. And yet, as a gadol, I'm allowed to train the child to do that. What's the comparison? It's not mutter today, but eventually it'll be mutter. It's not mutter today because it happens to be Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah, so I could do it. Oh, it's not mutter today because the kid's katan, but eventually he's going to be a gadol, and therefore he's bar hachi in this mitzvah in general. So therefore I could do it. That's the Magen Avraham's comparison. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, no, I don't like that. Yeah, for those that are following along, again, this is the Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Drush V'Chiddush in Ma'arach HaChas. That's in his discussion of Maseches Chagiga. Just in the middle of Ma'arach HaChas.
The Hassam, he has shofar on Shabbos, Tamei Darabana. From there, blowing shofar on Shabbos is Darabana.
The prohibition. The prohibition of blowing shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, is rabbinic. What's the nature of that gzeira? What's the base of that gzeira? Mentioned yesterday, the gzeira of Rabba, Shem Yavi Renu, Dalad Amos, Peshus HaRabim. Maybe you'll come to take the shofar. You show him, explain, why would you do that? Because you want someone to teach you how to do it.
Megillah Lulavin.
Megillah Lulavin shofar. You'll take them to someone else to have them show you how to do it properly. Rashi says, what are you going to do with the Lulav? It's the big deal. You need someone else to show you how to do it. So he says, Nanuim. You need someone to show you how to do Nanuim. Not just, when your kids, like, it's a lot of fun. You shake it here, shake it there. You don't think it's a big deal. But apparently, at least according to some Rishonim, that was the concern of the Chachamim. That since the Nanuim need training, they need to be done properly, a person will go to his Chavar to learn how to do the Nanuim on Shabbos. And it'll carry, what's that? Nechadamim. I mean, that's the rabbinic gzera. I mean, that's a general question. Why the Rabbanon feel that things that the Torah wasn't concerned about, they should be concerned about? And it's just a pokhazi my amadavar, look around, you see what's going on. So the Chachamim felt that to safeguard the Torah. I mean, that's allowed for within the Torah, right? Torah allows for the fact that Rabbanim could make mishmaros for the mishmaros of the Torah. You don't make a gezerah, but you can make a gezerah to protect the sanctity of the Torah, to maintain the sanctity of the Torah. Okay? I think it's there's a comma before la'katan. Aval shalol menuyim min deraisa aser, but for a non included individual, that's aser min haTorah, comma. Not la'katan. My mahani b'zeh chinuch mitzvah la'hatir yisur deraisa. Right? If you tell me it's aser min haTorah, that is to say it's inherently aser, it's categorically aser, what kind of business is that? You tell me that I'm doing it to be mechanich the kid in a mitzvah. So we'll just look the other way. Well, what do you mean? Blowing shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, really, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's the right thing to do. The rabbis came along and said, don't do that. It's okay, I understand why it's okay in that case. And he has to take the next step, which I'll say in a minute. But when it comes to what? When it comes to this issue of giving the child to eat the Karban Pesach now and he's not among the Menuyim, that's Isser Daraisa. What are you telling me? I'm going to be Mechanich, the kid, to do this mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach when what you're doing right now is Isser Daraisa. There's no tzad to say it's an activity which is permissible. It's categorically also. And now he takes a step further. And this is key for our purposes. This is why we got to this. This is why we got into this. Now, why is there chinuch mitzvah by shofar? Why is it that on Shabbat Rosh Hashanah there is even the concept of chinuch mitzvah? Why? What's the matter with you today, man?
No, I just lost
the story. I know. It's happened more than once already. Short paragraph. Yeah. Stop. Why is it called chinuch today when I... Right now, it's called chinuch the mitzvah. Right now, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, I'll tell him, listen, blow like this, blow it like that, hold it like this, do it like this. I'm telling him to do it. That's okay. That's chinuch the mitzvah. Right now, the activity I'm involved in is called chinuch the mitzvah. Not so when I tell a child, here, eat the carbon like this, eat it over here, sit with us, sit in the group, eat it like this, eat it kazayas. That's not chinuch. That's just me telling the kid to do nisa daraisa. Well, why is it any different? Why is this called chinuch? Yeah?
The gam gadol shetokei b'shabbos kayam mitzvah shofar bizmano gam b'shabbos ela davar al shvus d'shabbos the iser d'rabbanan. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's saying this person, this gadol, who's telling a child what to do in terms of the shofar, if he would do it himself, what would he have done? He would have been mekayim a mitzvah of shofar.
Okay, how that's chinuch. The chinuch is the performance of the mitzvah, so the performance.
Meaning, does it have to be the shas maizah?
Meaning, shofar is the shmoa, not chinuch. It's not to blow a shofar. So there is no chinuch there. Chinuch would be if you
no, I'm telling you.
Listen to a shofar, which that's just a weird thing.
All right, now you're getting into the lumdus of what the connection between the kiyah and the shmi is, but you can't have.
Why we call that chinuch, and the other one to teach him how to eat a korban pesach, which is the specifics of the mitzvah that is a chinuch.
And no, that's not a chinuch because it's a ma'aser iser with no kiyum now. That's the point that he's making. It's strictly a ma'aser iser. Over here, if I would blow shofar, if he would blow shofar now, not some kiyum. In a classic case, forget about the way we do it l'maisa. In the classic case, I blow shofar, I'm yotze. Yeah, I'm yotze the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to blow shofar. Well, why is that the mitzvah? Because the mitzvah is really to hear, and I can't hear without blowing it.
Right, so then there should be
no, but the chinuch, what do you mean?
See, you're saying the fact is the chinuch is coming from the fact that you are being kind to someone.
Yeah, the chinuch can only come about through the blowing of the shofar. So you're right. In the way it's practiced, many people listen to one person blowing, but it doesn't have to be that way.
I'm saying the act of blowing itself is a chinuch. You know, it's only so far a chinuch in so far as
I know because you're looking
there's a kiyum being there is something being the kiyum here.
The only way that this kid, in a vacuum, the only way that, that this kid could be Yotze Yishof blowing when he's a Gadol is by having, you guys are crazy, is by having the sounds produced. So he has to produce the sounds in order to be Yotze. Now you'll tell me, well, someone else could do it.
No, okay.
I'm saying that's it's a necessary evil, if you will, for the, and I don't mean that. Okay. You can't have Shmias Shofar without Tkiyas Shofar.
Right.
Not possible.
I would still not call it Chinuch. Because the Chinuch can only be in, within the actual thing of the mitzvah.
That's the Maisa mitzvah. It's not just a hasher. I wouldn't say it's just a hasher. I would not say that blowing shofar is just a hasher. I mean, forgetting about the fact that the Rishonim then held that the Kiyas Shofar was the mitzvah. But forgetting about that, because we don't pass on that. We pass on that the Kiyas Shofar, Shmias, it's a Lishmol Kol Shofar. It's not just a hasher mitzvah. It's more than that. That is the Maisa mitzvah. Now, you want to say, you're going to get to Lomdus. Why is it called the Shmol Kol Shofar if the Maisa Mitzvah is blowing? No, that's a good question, but I'm saying that's Lomdus within the laws of Shofar.
Yeah, I understand.
But it's not like the same thing of building a sukkah so I could sit in it, and then my mitzvah comes about through sitting in the sukkah.
Let's say
Shabbos. Why is it, how do I know, how is it that, well, I think we mentioned this the other day, that according to some, the way Am Yotze Shofar is through the mechanism of Shmei Akona. Is that necessary if I only hold that the din is a din in Shmia? Maybe not. Maybe not. But actually, what the Rav Eger is saying is that since this today would be a mitzvah, therefore I could say that my instruction and my involvement with him is a chinuch of a mitzvah. But today, eating carbon for this kid is a mice isser. If this kid was a gadol and he was doing the same thing because he was not one of the menuyim, he'd be doing an isser. It's a daraisa. So what am I training? I'm not training him in anything. I'm basically telling him to do an isser daraisa with no kiyum whatsoever. Masha ain't kiyum over here. What am I telling him to do? I'm telling him, blow the shofar. Today, there's a mitzvah shofar blowing. Now, it happens to be that the Rabbanon said, don't blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. But who they said that for me. They didn't say that for the chinuch of the mitzvah. They didn't say there's no chinuch here. They didn't say that this is not a maisa mitzvah today. That's what B'Kiva Eger is saying. They weren't mafkia, the maisa of the kiyah shofar, from being a mitzvah. They didn't make it similar to eating Karban Pesach as a non-included individual. They didn't say eating Karban Pesach and not being one of the menuyim is nothing. And so too, blowing shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah is nothing. They did not do that. They didn't do that. That's not what their gezerah did. Their gezerah didn't undermine the very nature of the mitzvah d'oraisa. All it did was build a fence around it. It didn't mavatal. That's exactly what he's saying. They instructed the Gavra to shave Al Tasa. In other words, their gezeira really affected me. They couldn't affect the mitzvah Torah. They said, you don't avail yourself of that. They couldn't undermine the very mitzvah Torah. They couldn't say there's no more mitzvah shofar blowing today. Shofar blowing. Ad kadei kach, that what would happen if as a gadol I blew shofar today? What happened? The Gam Gadol.
Gam Gadol Kiyin.
Shetokeya. Gam Gadol
Shetokeya.
Shetokeya B'Shabbos.
Dizmano
gam b'shabbos.
How's it dizmano gam b'shabbos if it's an isser derabanan though?
Because that's what he's trying to tell you. That's, they can't take away the fact that today is a day of shofar blowing. The Torah says today is a day of shofar blowing. They can't touch that. Right? They can't do anything about that.
Fine.
So what could they do? All they could do is tell you. They could tell you that we're gonna. Yeah, so they could not undermine the very nature of the mitzvah of Torah, right? They told you shave al tasa, don't do it. And you know what? We're gonna make it usher for you to do it. There's an isser if you do it. What's the isser? You violate rabbinic isser of Shabbos. We said shem yavir yonadavos for Shabbos. Don't do this. Rabbinic isser. Where is it? It stands outside of the mitzvah of Torah. They can't touch the mitzvah of Torah. They can't go so far as to say now, well, if you did that, you did nothing. What do you mean they did nothing? The Torah says, today's the day of shofar blowing. I did that. I violated your rule. But how much can you affect me? Or you could put an isser on me. But you can't take away the fact that there's a mitzvah in the Torah. That's what Rabbi Hivega is saying. The Zmano Gamba Shabbos. See, it's still essentially shofar day. You can't change that. El de'ovar al shvus de Shabbos. You violated a rabbinic enactment, l'gabi Shabbos. Aval achila shelo l'menuyin. Go ahead.
Aval achila shelo l'menuyin, leka mitzvah klal, de mitzvah ase, de achila asbasar, leka b'shelo l'menuyin.
What does that mean?
But
you're not on the phone, right? He's exactly on the phone. Yeah. Okay.
But eating for somebody that's not invited.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
Lake of mitzvah klal. It's not a mitzvah whatsoever.
Why?
The mitzvah say v'achilas basar lake of b'shalom.
There is no mitzvah here. Yeah. There is no mitzvah. It's not that we just say, well, listen, you know, it's a mitzvah, but there's some super added problem over here, some external problem. No, this is not a mitzvah. It's nothing. It's only iser.
This line just said it's not a mitzvah because there's no mitzvah.
Meaning, there is no mitzvah. This could never be a mitzvah. There never is a mitzvah to eat as a non-included individual.
Okay.
As opposed to,
redundant, the way
I know what I'm saying. I'm trying to explain what he means. He's saying the mitzvah was never formulated in such a way that it's subject to being done like that. It can't be done like that. Shofar blowing is shofar blowing. There's a mitzvah of shofar blowing. There's never a mitzvah to be an individual. Let me put it this way. There's a mitzvah to the shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah. There's always a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. There's never a mitzvah to eat as an individual who is not included in the Karban Pesach. There's never a mitzvah like that.
Why did they equate the two from the beginning?
The Magen Avraham tried to explain that was the basis for Tosfos' heter to eat as a child from the Karban Pesach. So the Rebbe Kivega is saying, no, that's not a good comparison. Don't compare them.
Okay.
But for our purposes, what's crucial here is that Rebbe Kivega seems to hold that when the Rabbanon made a gezeira against doing a specific mitzvah d'oraisa, they could not undermine the mitzvah d'oraisa. They simply added some type of iser. This is a major point, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's put this aside. Let's take a look at the Chachma Shlomo. If you have an Orach Chaim, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, it's Simon Tav Kuf Pei Ches, Seif Hei, in the Chachma Shlomo. Let me just review one Nakuda from yesterday, and then we'll take your question. Yona, take your question, and then we'll see it inside. So, anyone want to just recap the Chachma Shlomo from yesterday? That was basically his question. You started blowing shofar in such a way that you already ate the Yisr Drabon. That's it. You blew shofar on Shabbos. But what about the fact that you're halfway to the Mitzvah D'oraisa? What should you do? Should you say, there's nothing I can do now because it's also to blow shofar today on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah?
Like extended or
do you say, no, that's, Chaim Lachsbeiser raised that question yesterday. It seems that he's assuming that once you violated this Drabbanon, it's not subject to degrees.
One shot.
That's it. Once you did it, once you blew shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, you're in violation. It's not going to be compounded by finishing. They weren't gozer, because that wasn't the gzeir. The gzeir wasn't, once you're halfway there, don't finish. The gzeir was, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. You already did that. Because you're already involved in the activity of blowing shofar, that's it. You violated their enactment. Their gzeir wasn't made for a person who started and didn't finish. So once that's the case now, he says, well, maybe I should finish. Maybe I should get the mitzvah min haTorah. It's not, I'll get an issur d'rabbanan. But I'll get a mitzvah min haTorah. If I don't do that, what am I going to get? No mitzvah min haTorah, and just an issur d'oraisa. I'm sorry, just an issur d'rabbanan. Yes? Okay, that's what we left off with yesterday. All right, someone want to pick up from there?
Question.
Yeah. V'tzarech Ian ka'es ladina. He left it off as a question over there, right? V'hine hatam. That's what we're going to pick up. This is a famous... The famous Chachma Shlomo. I mentioned before, I just want everyone to appreciate, this edition of the Drush V'Chilish that we're using is a brand new printing, Tavshin Ayin Aleph, brand new printing. You benefit from the block print and and footnotes. The old Rabbi Kiviega, the old Drush Chiddush, is not nearly as nice as this. It's old font. No, I'm not saying you should go out and buy it. I'm not saying. No, Rabbi Kiviega? Like this. All right. So what's the deal with this Chachma Shalom? Someone want to read weiter? Anyone? Weiter gegangen. Okay, since you said that, you want to read?
I would like to volunteer.
Go ahead. Avi Hirschman?
Where exactly in the Chachma?
Where starts the answer? V'hinei hatam. Hatam b'zeh madua ein token b'shabbos?
He wanted a shalom.
V'hinei hatam.
I'm Parish. Agadata Kisavti Biparshas.
LP, I think it's LP. Agadata.
Kisavo Bichiburoi, the Torah Shnas Tav Kafsadi.
He's saying, I wrote in my commentary to the Torah in such and such a year, Vachasavti Sham Kama Durochim Bazar. Gave different reasons, basically. I got it. That sounds like it's drush, you know, different reasons why it's not appropriate to blow shofar on Shabbos or Shoshana. Maybe not necessary, okay?
Something? Gam be'inyon.
Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach.
Be'ezras Hashem
Yisbarach. Gam be'inyon havidui b'shabbos or Shoshana kasafti shem ayin sham v'do. V'ayin kam betaz, mashar kasav b'davra mafurash lahater. V'cheni betosos. Right? You know, it's like a tactic of Hine Ladvar of Tzarech Lomar, Dal Koponim, Lamalo Gozu B'Shabbos, Mikoach Shema Yitak and Klishir. Who raised this before? Who said this before? Was that you? Wait, would you say that? Why isn't there a different reason why you can't blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah? Because why can't you play instruments?
See,
you said it, right? Shema Yitak and Klishir.
That's what I thought originally.
I understand. Yeah. So he says that's a question that you have to ask. Why wasn't that the reason why shofars should be also on Shabbos? Why do you need Shem Yavi Ren Adam Adam's Bashir Sarabim? You have this general, generic problem of Shem Yisak and Klishir. All right? Go ahead.
Kevan, the Dafilu Ani, no?
No, that. What are the letters?
Aleph.
Kevin, the Yefshar Lasakim Lagamre.
Oh, Yefshar?
Yefshar. Shem Yisakim Klishir. Hainu, Kevin, the Yefshar Lasakim Lagamre. May high time. The Tamzah Shaykh Tamid. Imkain, Imnatir be Yom Tov, if you'll allow it on Yom Tov, Veloba Shabbos, Yitakim Klishir. I'm sorry, no. Yia Kechukove Itilula. That's basically like a joke. It's not going to be a good Gzera. Vihine Nira. Alright, we're going to skip ahead a little bit, just in the interest of time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're jumping down to the bottom of the column. Hine ra'isi b'shulchan aruch ha'ketanim be'eshal avraham simen tafrei. Shehevi b'shem tshuva achas, shenestapik b'im over v'natul ha'shofar b'shabbos. Take it away.
Shofar b'shabbos, v'taka bo b'reich im...
So what's the case? A person took the shofar on Shabbos for Shoshana, and he made the bracha.
Im yotze yudches.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Im yotze yudches shofar. Oh well. Yeah. The was that a gemara?
What's yudches? Yidei chavaso. Where yotze yidei right yudches 18, but in this case it's yidei chavaso. Where yotze yuchiyav or not?
Okay. Is that a gemara? None.
Im yotze yidei chavaso shofar. Oh well. V'nafkamina leinyan.
Leinyan.
Shelo
yitzdarech levarech biyom sheni
shechianu.
Shechianu.
What's that? What's going on there? What does that mean? What's the question? So the Eshel Avram, that's the Primi Galdin. Primi Galdin was nistapek whether or not in the case where you over and you blew shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah.
You go back the second day and say the
and you blew it and you made the bracha. Are you yotze yechiyev? Nafkamina is what? Next day, do you have to make a shechianu or not?
I mean, I would assume
if you only make a shechianu once. If you only make a shechianu once, which is also a machlokas, but let's assume, he's assuming that you're only going to make a shechianu once. Did the shechianu that you made yesterday, did it have any meaning? Right? What did the shechianu pertain to a mitzvah? Or was the Shachianu a bracha?
That's your mitzvah of shofar. It's just you were doing something.
Well, that's the question. Does he agree with that or not? According to Rabbi Kivayga, yes. According to Rabbi Kivayga, if you did that, you would not make Shachianu next, and you held that you only make one Shachianu, then you wouldn't do that. Right? Lamaisa once. Okay? Go ahead.
See,
he's talking specifically about that shita. The shita that holds you only make a shechianu once. The shita that holds you only make shechianu on shofar once, even though you do it 2 days, why do you have to do it twice? You did it the first time within the season, you make it once. So according to that shita, according to the one that holds, you only make one shechianu, what happens on day two? Yesterday was Shabbos. I really wasn't supposed to blow shofar yesterday, but I did it. I blew shofar and I said Shechianu. What happens the next day? Do I make a Shechianu or not? Well, it depends. If what I did yesterday was something, then what? Then I don't need to make a Shechianu again. If what I did yesterday was nothing, then I gotta make a Shechianu again. And my Shechianu yesterday was Brach Vatala.
But what if it's like a hybrid?
Meaning what? It's something, but it's not something?
Yeah,
it's a little something and not something.
Yeah, like, for example, you did something, but the Shechianu doesn't count because the Rabbanim can...
Okay, that's interesting. I don't know if he doesn't entertain that possibility.
That's exactly
yeah, that's what he means. Is that what... Let's see. The Chacham Shmuel takes a different approach altogether. Let's see.
Shechianu in Sham, v'lofia ani nistaiti, nir le'pashut zeh, neha deparich berchas...
Lifshot, right? I'm gonna answer it up. I'm gonna answer up this question. There's a suffix. No, the Eishel of Rabban is suffix. I'm gonna answer up his suffix. And what am I gonna say about that case?
The parich
berchas achodesh. Mehal the parich berosh hashanah
v'sukkah. Perek vav dechulin. Al Rava de Amar im Taka lo yatze im Natal.
Im Natal lo yatza ayin sham.
The inema de bin Natal b'sham is haluav o Taka b'shofar yatza.
If you'll say that, if you'll say in fact that a person who blows shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah has a kiyum, or he takes luav on Shabbos Sukkos, he gets a kiyum, then what?
It's good.
No, you gotta keep reading. Imkein ma parich, harei kol hach dina de mitzvos lav leinas nitnu pirush Rashi atam mikoach de laol al tzavareim nitnu. Imkein muchach dainu dafka bedavar bedvar mitzvah davi hechrich v'chov alav as shayech lomar dehavi laol al tzavareim avah hech de lohavi mitzvah v'hechrich alav v'afal pikeinim also mekayim mitzvah bezeh moder rav de lehinos nitnu al kopanim kushyaleika. What kind of question is that? Name of the hach price of the taka lo yatza, not a lo yatza, mayri b'shabbos. In such a case, you are mechuyev to do it. V'kevim da alkal ponim lo haya muchrich la'asoso. Havali hana, v'afal pikin, im taka o not a. Im lo have shell isure hanaa have yotze va asa mitzvah upata biyom sheni mishechianu. That's what he's gone up. I mean, this is like a whole pilpul, but now he wants to say that maybe you would be yotze. Let's keep going because ultimately he's not going to say that. Ultimately, he's going to reject this. Ach im have shell isure hanaa kevon the im name of baze yotza. Back to my parch. You're not yotze. He's bringing a raya from the Gemara based on the Gemara's discussion of mitzvah slav lehino snitnu and mitzvah bom avera, but basically from the fact that the Gemara asked this question, has this case. It's mashma, he says, that's talking about a case where you did on Shabbos, and blowing on Shabbos, or taking luv on Shabbos, you would not be yotze. And what would you have to do the next day? Chayv lavarich b'yom sheni, shech yonu kudin. Gam yesh lomar b'zeh delakach lo mahani le'afilu b'di'eved. And if you did it, Even if you did it, you're not going to get anything. Right? Mikach davi mitzvah bavaveira. Kevan de over adirabonon. Since you violated the Rabbanon, that's it. You can't get the Kiyum Daraisa. Since you violated this with the Rabbanon, you cannot get the Mitzvah Daraisa.
What does that mean?
Good question. That's what I want to ask you. What does that mean? Kevan, that it's a Mitzvah Haboba Aveira. Kevan, the Avra Darabbanon. Vahare Af, but Issa Darabbanon, Nechshav HaMitzvah Baba Aveira. And that, I'll tell you, is also called the Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Gabi Tevel. I'm sorry, Gabi Taval Tavul Midrabonon, Pirash Rashi Shama in Sham, Ubizello Hergish Ha'eshal Avram Sham, Ve'im Penail Harach. It says the Eshal Avram didn't get into that, and I can't get into it either. I don't have enough time, he says. I don't have enough time to be Myrach. Even though you thought it was already pretty long, he says, I don't have time to be too long over here. Alright? What is he saying? What is he saying? Since you violated the Rabbanon, you can't get the mitzvah. Is that Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mahalach?
No.
Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mahalach is, you violated the Rabbanon, okay, but you can still get the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Chacham Shlomo seems to be saying, no. When you violate that Rabbanon, it makes it impossible for you to be kind of the mitzvah d'oraisa. Can we try to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, you remember, I think we said at the beginning of this year that, you have that thing. I think was it a Selech Harav? I don't know. We had like some pasuk that says you have to listen to.
Lo Sasser? Lo Sasser?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it's okay. The Gemara says Yesh Koch Biyach Chacham Laakar Dover Sheva Torah B'Sheva Al Tase.
Yeah.
Okay. So they both agree with that principle. The Rabbi Kiva Eger also has to agree with that principle that there's a possibility that Rabbanan can come along and tell you don't do a mitzvah. But the ramifications of such are obviously in dispute over here. Rabbi Kiva Eger says all that means is that you're going to violate the Rabbanan if you don't listen.
But it's like that thing that we said, you're violating the Rabbanan, you're violating that pasuk which is the rice.
Oh, that's what you're talking about? If you violate the Rabbanan, then you're violating the rice because the pasuk says that you have to...
Yeah, and you're saying
that that's a different idea. That's a different idea. I hear what you're saying.
So you're saying that the derisa means, if you're violating the derisa, it means you don't get the other derisa.
Right, now you have to explain why just because... Let's assume that's correct. Let's assume that every time I violate the Rabbanan, I'm also getting a X in my Lo Sasser box. What does it have to do with why I can't be Mekayim this mitzvah? So what you really mean to say is now that it's like the Torah says I can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's a concept of mitzvah of avera, but I'm saying...
That's what he uses. He uses that terminology.
But you still get the mitzvah.
You're still...
No, mitzvah of avera, you don't get a mitzvah.
Oh, you don't?
No, mitzvah of avera is not a kima mitzvah.
So then why is it not mitzvah of avera?
He says it's mitzvah of avera.
So then why would Rabbi Akiva Eger not say it?
Because mitzvah of avera, apparently, Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't hold that the Rabbanan could do that.
Rabbanon.
I understand. And that's a separate question. Is Lo Sasor, is every time I violate the Rabbanon also a violation of a Daraisa? That's another good question. I think that's a machlokas in Mishonah.
Okay, so that's a machlokas.
But let me hear what you want to say over here. You want to say that because the Rabbanon goes there, the Torah gave them authority to be goes there, then what? It's as though, you want to say it's as though the Torah itself says that it's a day you can't do this. That's interesting.
I mean,
Rabbi Kiva Eger's not learning that way.
I would go with the mitzvah of avera.
No, but we have to explain this sheet down. But you're saying something interesting.
I'm saying I wouldn't say that it uproots. It says that no, but I would say mitzvah of avera. You're not allowed to do it.
Doesn't sound like you're saying it's not there.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't sound like you're saying there's no mitzvah there.
Who?
Chacham Shlomo. I'm saying it says you don't get a mitzvah. It doesn't sound like there's no mitzvah at all. Like they totally uprooted it.
What do you mean?
I don't know, it's only saying since you were over the Darbanon.
Meaning, since it's also Midarbanon, there can't be a Kim Daraisa. Right? What else can you mean? That's what he has to. What's that? Kevin the Over Adarbanon, you can't have it.
I'm saying, let's say a person in general, he doesn't do anything. Is the mitzvah still there?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Does the mitzvah exist? Doesn't exist, he said.
So the kach lo mahani le'afilu b'di'evim mitzvah v'era kevan de'ovra ader abonon. It's a mitzvah baba aver because it's an iser derabanan to do this. And since it's an iser derabanan to do this, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. Yeah, Rabbi Kivega's molded to that. You have to go through the Darbana, but you get the Issa Darbana, you still can get to the Raisa.
Nobody's saying...
He's saying you're not getting the Kiyam. If you did it, he says if you did it, it's nothing. The next day, you have to say Shechianu again. They took away the ability for the Kiyam.
Is he the same as a Cheshek Shlomo or somebody else?
Yeah, that's the same author. Oh, you're reading the footnotes?
Yeah, I read the footnotes. Right. He says...
What would Rabbeinu Yonah say about this case?
How did he hold this?
Rabbeinu Yonah by the Kriya Shema case. Rabbeinu Yonah's Rebbe said if you say the Shema after Chatzos, it's nothing, right? You can't do it after that. So who would that support? It seems that would support this approach of the Chochma Shlomo, right? There's good precedent for that. Yeah. If you blew on Shabbos, it's nothing. And you have to blow Shechiyah the next day. I looked at it quickly.
He says about
what is the case?
He says,
which Jew are you? The Pei Dalet?
Yeah, Pei Dalet.
Yeah, that's a little different, that case. There he's trying to be mechalik between Megillah, where he said already within the midst of Megillah, there's the possibility of having it on different. You could be on a different day, and it's not on this day. It was moved inherently from that day, as opposed to shofar, which you did not do that.
He's just trying to
make peace, basically, between Rabbi Kivi Eger and Rabbi Kivi Eger over here with regard to shofar, and that Cheshek Shlomo on Megillah, by Megillah. But you're right. I mean, ultimately, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't aware of this Chacham Shlomo. I don't know. But you're right. The Chacham Shlomo ultimately would hold the same thing by shofar. Yeah, no, it's not only by Megillah because they moved it from one day inherently to the other day. It's not that there was an essential change over there, but not by shofar, because by shofar he says the same thing. So, yeah, that doesn't really answer this question. I'm not sure, it's a good question. It's hard to imagine. That's what C. Pesach Frank, right?
Let's say
C. Pesach Frank trying to make shalom between the two of them. They don't seem to really be, they don't really seem to be saying the same thing. Not based on this Chachma Shlomo anyway. His analysis was only based on that, on the Cheshek Shlomo.
But let's say in that case of Megillah, right? If somebody did read Megillah on Shabbos, you wouldn't say he's not Yotze because he's over Derbani. You say he's not Yotze because there's no mitzvah, no? You said they uprooted it totally.
Yeah, that's the way he's trying to learn it.
It's not the same thing by Shabbos. You say only because it's through Derbani, so he can't be Yotze the Derbani. It just sounds different to me.
The premise of the question over there was, hey, that argues on Rabbi Kivi Eger.
Wait, what? That argument...
The premise of the question was, I saw in the Cheshek Shlomo, if you read the Megillah on Shabbos Purim, is there anything to it?
Right. He says no.
Yitzarach likos on the Megillah of Shabbos. The Yishlomo, the Basar, the Ikr, l'chiyuv ha-kriya b'Shabbos, shuv einu muta al yom ha-Shabbos, shuv l'chiyuv ha-kriya, v'chein Yishlomo, l'nyun t'kiya shofar. But, look at Rabbi Kivi Eger. Rabbi Kivi Eger doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Kivi Eger says, "Bepshitus, the gam gadol shel tekei b'Shabbos, you got a mitzvah." Oh, maybe it's not such a big problem because I'll say there's no stira. It's not really a stira. Stira is a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. It means no machlokas. There's no machlokas. Why? Because the maskana of the Gemara Megillah is that any hakdama, kol hakdamos, v'hatakana shel lukos b'Shabbos, an shekinetz l'gadol ba'atzmon tiknu. That was an essential change. Vehem amru shel hashem ezit tzarach shehu yicholim laokram ulahakdim zman hakriya kefi reos eni chachamim, that they made an essential change in when the proper time to read the Megillah is. So that's not the proper time to read it anymore.
Right.
But that's unique to Megillah.
Right, it's not the same
Megillah. No, but I'm saying that.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that he's trying to answer up that he's trying to use that yisod.
Right.
That's what C. Pesach Frank using that yisod to answer up why it's not a problem for the Chachma Shlomo to take that position with regard to Megillah.
Right.
Oh, you see that Rabbi Kivi Eger takes a different position by shofar blowing. Oh, but you know what? Maybe it's not really a stira, because...
Shofar is different than Megillah.
Exactly. Exactly. But it happens to be that he holds the same thing, we see, he holds the same thing by shofar.
I don't know. It sounds different to me.
Which thing sounds different?
I think the Chacham Shlomo by Megillah sounds different than what he's saying by Shofar.
No, but that's not a quote. That's what
I'm
trying.
I'm just saying. I didn't see the Chacham
Shlomo. He's giving this explanation.
So that's not what he
says. Exactly. That's
what he says in Megillah himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's trying to use this as a reason why that's unique. Maybe he wouldn't say the same thing by Shofar. Maybe he was saying that by Megillah because Megillah was an essential change. Maybe he would agree to Rabbi Kivi Eger by Shofar blowing. No, apparently not. Unless I'm mistaken, the Cheshek Shlomo is not Rav Shlomo Kluger, which is also possible. But as far as I recall, so you have the Chacham Shlomo in the Gemara, that's the Maharshal. The Chacham Shlomo over here, I think, is Rav Shlomo Kluger. And I think the Cheshek Shlomo is also Rav Shlomo Kluger. I mean, that would answer up the question if I'm mistaken about that. If I'm mistaken about who the author is, then, but I don't believe that's the case. What I'm trying to point out here, if nothing else, is that this is a major divide between the Acharonim, how to learn what the effect of a Gezeir Darabonon is on a mitzvah daraisa. According to Rabbi Kivi Eger, there's no real effect on the mitzvah min haTorah. You blow shofar Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, you get a kima mitzvah, you get an issur Darabonon. According to the Chacham Shlomo and others, no. It's not just that it's a separate issur d'rabbanan. It actually affected the ability to have a kiyum in the mitzvah d'araisa. And you want to know how that works? Okay, that's a good question. You know, try to explain a little bit further.
What's the connection? Is that the question or something?
Well, how did they do that? What did they do to make it impossible to get a kiyum mitzvah min haTorah? Oh, so that's what yesh koch b'yach chacham in lak or davar shabatorah means. Saying they are endowed the ability to actually remove the ability for a kiyum. When you say they could be oker davar shabatorah, they could actually take away the ability for you to get a kiyum. It's not just they can make it usser. That's one approach. Rabbi Kivi Eger says they can make it usser. They can make it usser for you to get that kiyum. They can't take away the kiyum. Chacham Shlomo is saying no, they can actually take away the ability for the kiyum.
Why is he bringing mitzvah b'avera then? Shouldn't it just be that they uprooted it and there's no mitzvah?
He's saying because there's an issur d'rabbanan. That's the way of basically saying, because the Rabbanim said it's Aser. I think that's what he means. Saying now this act is endowed with an act of Iser. The Rabbanim said it's Aser. So you can't get a Kiyum in the Torah. You mean you think they're arguing on that, you saw? Whether or not a mitzvah baba vera applies to the Rabbanim?
If all he was saying is that they uprooted it, I don't see why he's bringing mitzvah baba vera.
I think that's what he's trying to say, is they uprooted it by making it Aser. Can't take away a mitzvah in the Torah to say, there's no mitzvah in the Torah. What they did was they made a gzeira, which made it usher to do. And once they made it usher to do, that's it. There's no kiyum there anymore.
Practically.
Right. They can't just cross it out, right? They have to do something. What did they do? They made a gzeira over here. They said, there's a gzeira not to do this. Why? Because of this reason. Oh, once you did that, now you made it impossible for me to get this kiyum.
They blocked it.
They blocked it. They didn't block it. They didn't block it. They could just put it there. You're going to stumble. You're going to get an issur, but you could still get to it. Yes, young man.
Yes.
Yes.
Potential.
What?
Potential sorrow from
different
ways you're looking at it.
Yeah.
So it seems one could say that every mitzvah has a deraisa and derabanan component. One side says...
What I'm saying?
Yeah, so you could say two different types of...
Two different ways of looking at their gzeirah.
No, at a mitzvah.
Okay, every mitzvah.
Yeah.
Any mitzvah.
Yeah, any mitzvah. This is, granted, it's a major thing, but one of them is to say that there's a derabanan and a deraisa component, and they're locked together inherently.
Okay.
The other one is to say that there's a derabanan component and also a deraisa component, which is to say, in the first case, if they're locked together inherently, then if there's a problem with one, there's a problem with both. In the second case, if there's a problem with one, like say the Durabanan section,
I hear what you're saying. It sounds a little descriptive though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it does. It is descriptive. But, I mean, it's a way of...
Right, it's making it a little clearer.
Yeah.
A little clearer.
Great. That's not really...
I'm merely asking, what did the Rabbanon do? When they made Xer, what did they do? Again, I'm not saying this is a fully baked svar either, but it almost sounds like what we're saying is like this, that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, they said there's an issa to do this Maisa Mitzvah. You can't take away the fact that this is a Maisa Mitzvah, right? I did this Maisa Mitzvah, that's it. You know, I'm gonna get the Mitzvah. But they made it also to do that Maisa Mitzvah. Whereas the Chachma Shlomo is saying, it's like they totally took away the ability for this. They said this is not a Maisa Mitzvah. They said today that's not a Maisa Mitzvah. But how could they take away my Kiyum? They could say today that's not a Maisa Mitzvah. So if I do it, I'm not doing anything. I'm not getting the Kiyum. That's what it means, Yesh Koch V'Yachacham Lakar Dabar Shevetav Shev El Tasa. He said, if you do that today, it's like you're doing nothing. No Kiyum for you. All they did was to say that's Aser. They can't tell me it's not a Maisa Mitzvah. The Torah already says it's a Maisa Mitzvah. And I think that's a step, you know, it's a little bit of a step forward. See, because we keep going back to that Rabbeinu Yonah said basically what they did, they were Mafkia. If you read Shema after Chatzos, it's nothing. You didn't do anything. What do you mean? The Torah says I could do it. No, you didn't do anything. So over there, it's not a question of an Isser. It's not a question of an Isser over there. I mean, maybe I violated the Rabbanon by not doing it when I should have done it, but it's not an Isser. I'm not violating Isser the Rabbanon, and I didn't do what the Rabbanon required of me. You didn't tell me this is not a Kiyum Mitzvah Min HaTorah? No, what they said is, after Chatzos, that's not a Maisa Mitzvah anymore. Right? That's not a Maisa Kriya Shema after Chatzos. That's what sounds like Chachma Shlomo saying. If you blow shofar on Shabbos Hashanah, you're not doing any Maisa Mitzvah. That's what the Issur D'Rabbanan did. The Issur D'Rabbanan basically took away the status of this being a Maisa Mitzvah. Like, you know, just like a Mitzvah Bava Avera. Mitzvah Bava Avera looks like a Mitzvah. Right? I shook a lulav. Yeah, but you shook a stolen lulav. That's not a Maisa Mitzvah. There's no Kiyum Mitzvah for you. Well, today, we said this activity is not a Mitzvah.
Yeah. You steal a lulav, the lulav still exists.
Yeah,
still is a mitzvah lula.
No, but what you did is not called a maisa netila.
Yeah.
So you're right. So they didn't do it on the individual basis. I'm saying here was more general. They said
there's two reasons why you wouldn't be yotzei lula. There's a first reason because it says v'kachtem lachem.
Right.
That's the first one. In and of itself, even if you didn't steal it, you just borrowed it.
Well, they borrowed it.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
But stealing is also it's not yours. Actually, that might be wrong. You do gain some kinyanship. You do get a kinyan when you steal.
Yeah, but yeah, what you call it, kinyan gazela. It's called stolen. Still called stolen. Since it's called stolen.
To some degree.
Yeah, but it's a little hagazel. That is the classic mitzvah baba vera case.
Right. It just doesn't really work all the time.
Okay, listen, I think this is an approach. In other words, what did they do? Did they just make it also to do the Maisa Mitzvah? Or did they say, no, this is not, it was actually Mafkia. Mafkia the Maisa Mitzvah. They said, today this doesn't rise to the level of Maisa Mitzvah. After Chatzos, it's not called Kriyashma. If you tell me after Chatzos, it's not called Kriyashma, so I can't do it, there's nothing I can do. Even if I'm going to do that Maisa, it's nothing. If you tell me that blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah, that's what they affected. They said it's not a Maisa Mitzvah. Either way, it's a big chiddush to say that the Rabbanon have that ability. The question is, you know, what did they do to effectuate that? Right? Either way, it's a chiddush to say that the Rabbanon could come along and make it impossible for him to be kind of the Raisa. And Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't tolerate that. He said all they could do is make it usser. They can't make it impossible. They can make it a violation of the halacha, but they can't make it impossible. No, Rabbeinu Yonah and subsequently Chachma Shlomo seem to be saying no. They could actually take away the ability for this act to be a Maisa Mitzvah. And that's the way they can make it impossible for you to do it.
Okay, right. Rabbi Akiva Eir is Isser to get to the mitzvah, but the mitzvah still exists.
That's right.
So if you went over the Isser, then you could still fulfill the mitzvah.
That's right. And the other side is saying, no, what they did was they made it impossible. They undermined it. They uprooted it. They extirpated it. Okay, Ad Kan, fellas. We'll stop here. Blinada, next week we'll move on to the next sugya, that is the question of...